Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Poured out by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. If you've ever wondered, why in the world can I ever get food after 2 p.m. in the Skywalk? I have a bit of good news for you. But first, it's back. Starting this weekend, the Downtown Farmers Market opens once again at 7 a.m., it's going to go through every Saturday until September. The October market will shift back to 8 a.m. until noon. But vendors, 40,000 shoppers will take the streets of Court Avenue coming up this weekend. Over 300 vendors all over the city for the farmers market. Back there's artists, there's musicians. We're talking about the... Now, this is ranked by the Daily Mail the second best farmers market in America. Take that, Taste of Chicago. 50 different counties all across the state. Also, vendors coming in from Nebraska, Minnesota. I just put up a whole list if you want to see who's going to be there. Farmers Market released their whole list, put it up on the Laser Facebook page of who you can check out this weekend. All kinds of free entertainment, but it's back. The Downtown Farmers Market returns this Saturday in downtown Des Moines. So there you go. Pretty sweet, right? Enjoy. All right. You ever been walking through the Skywalk downtown, maybe after a show, and you're like, "What? Why can't I eat here?" Or maybe it's after like 7, 8 o'clock at night, and you're like, "Why can't I eat here at all?" Well, guess what? Eat Foodie is going to oversee the Local Bites food court, and now will allow you to order ahead. You can order food on the go using the Eat Foodie app. And there's also plans to change the operating hours. This, according to the CEO from Eat Foodie, Marvin Azzopardi.
I look at all these small restaurants, especially this price range. Everybody downtown focuses on the higher diners that are coming in from out of town. But like today, there's about 400 families here dancing in a competition, and they're here for 4 days. They can't afford to eat $200 a day, so they have to scramble to get food to take back to the hotel. And that's the gap we plan on fixing.
I mean, think about, you know, when middle of the map is here, there's always a pool tournament here. There's always something going on in downtown. And you may, if you're staying at a hotel or whatever, you may not want to go to a restaurant and drop 70, 80 bucks. Maybe you just want something quick. That's what they're going to do. He says also in the story from our friends at Channel 13, my guesstimate is somewhere between 9,000 and 13,000 people are here after 7 o'clock and there's no place to eat. So we plan on keeping it open to give them options. I think that's great. You know, they're going to have a ghost kitchen as well. Somebody else can, you know, test some stuff out. But we need that in the Skywalk. I was blown away when I first moved here to go check out that Skywalk. And I was like, my God, this thing is fantastic. I was talking to when the NCAA tournament. There's another option, by the way. When the NCAA tournament comes to Wells Fargo Arena, for those that are staying in or along the Skywalk, there's no food options after games. On the weekends, nada. I was talking to Brian Anderson, a friend of mine who does national play-by-play for everything, including the NCAA tournament, and I was sending him a text, and he just said, your Skywalk is amazing. That Skywalk we've got here in downtown is flat-out awesome, and it's good to see that they're going to start having different hours for people to get food in the food court, and they can actually eat outside of that three-hour window! It's only 11 to 2 right now, Monday through Friday, so good on you, Marvin. Appreciate you. Keep that up. It's your Morning Brews. It's poured out by Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Still to come, I got NotFest tickets to give away. Not right now. Keep listening. We'll do some rock hard news as well. We'll get to something very, very cool. If you're looking to buy, let me turn this down, concert tickets cheap. That's all still to come here on Laser 103.3.
Were you on with Heather and Wicket today? The podcast lives at Laser1033.com, SoundCloud, and Spotify.